From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. A spike in radiation levels forced the evacuation of many workers at the troubled Japanese nuclear power plants. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, there was both a fire and another explosion there.
Officials say they heard an explosion at Unit 2 of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. That occurred on part of the plant that helps convey heat away from the reactor. Water levels in that reactor remained low, and that means there's a continuing risk that the nuclear fuel will melt. While engineers were struggling with that, a fire broke out in one of the nearby reactors that had seemed to be okay. Unit 4 had been shut down before the earthquake and tsunami for maintenance. That fire burned for about 2 hours, according to a government spokesman. And during that time, radiation levels spiked. They have since been declining. According to figures provided by the Japanese government, the radiation levels are still vastly lower than the radiation released from the Chernobyl fire in 1986. But when they peaked, they were high enough to pose a health risk to people close to the reactor. As a result, the utility evacuated non-essential workers at the power plant. Richard Harris, NPR News, Tokyo.
The aftermath of Japan's earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear crisis is hitting the financial markets for a second business day. The country's central bank is pumping another $61 million into a nervous financial system. On Monday, the bank injected more than $180 million into the system to show its ability to handle the ongoing crisis. The Nikkei is down at least 12%, dipping below 9,000, as the country deals with news of the ongoing emergency at a damaged nuclear power plant. Officials say recovery crews are still looking for a majority of the 18 boats that were sunk in the Santa Cruz, California harbor last Friday when tsunami waves hit there. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports sonar equipment is being used to locate the missing boats.
Harbor officials say five of the sunken boats have been recovered. At least 100 vessels were damaged. In Crescent City, 15 vessels have sunk and another 35 were damaged by the surge. The harbor was destroyed. A Fish and Game spokeswoman says the local fishing industry has had to shut down. Environmentalists are concerned that fuel leaks from the boats could impact the ecosystems in the two harbors. Total damage to watercraft and marinas is in the tens of millions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
The top American commander in Afghanistan believes military progress there should allow the start of a U.S. troop drawdown this summer. In a prepared statement, General David Petraeus says the momentum of the Taliban has been arrested in much of the country. He's set to testify for the next 2 days on Capitol Hill. The Obama administration has now held its first official high-level meeting with representatives of the Libyan opposition. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's meeting in Paris lasted about 45 minutes. On Monday, Clinton also held talks with French President Nicolas Sarkozy on the situation in Libya. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 51 points to 11,993. This is NPR News in Washington. Federal investigators will interview the driver of the casino bus that crashed in New York City over the weekend. The accident killed 15 people. NPR's Robert Smith reports that the driver has a criminal record.
The focus of the investigation is on Ofadel Williams, who was behind the wheel of the bus early Saturday morning. He was released from the hospital, but no one has been able to confirm his story that he was sideswiped by a tractor trailer on the way back from a Connecticut casino. Christopher Hart from the National Transportation Safety Board says they are retracing the steps of Williams before he got onto the bus.
What was the driver doing the 72 hours prior to the accident? So we'll want to know what he ate, what he drank, how much he slept.
The NTSB is also studying an onboard computer and a video camera. The driver has done jail time, once for manslaughter in 1990 and once for grand larceny later in the decade. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee have arrested two men believed to have been involved in a deadly carjacking in Ohio. The men were arrested after they crashed their car and tried to flee on foot. Police say Darren Pierce and Ricky Wedgeworth had stolen a pickup truck after tying up two park workers near Jackson, Tennessee. The men have been on the run since March 4th. They are suspected in the killing of David Michael Cupps of Sunbury, Ohio. His body was found earlier in Alabama. The future space ride will be expensive, and NASA says the price 3 years from now for an astronaut to fly to and from the International Space Station on the Soyuz spacecraft will be $63 million. The price has been $56 million. The reason for the increase? Inflation. U.S. space shuttles are being retired. And AAA says Hawaii is the first state where the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is at $4. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.